The simple-minded Candide is brought up with the heirs of Baron Tronc. He is driven from the castle for kissing the master's daughter Cunegunda. Trouble begins, enlistment in the army, escape, the threat of execution, the destruction of the castle, and the death of the Baron's family. The young man meets his teacher, Pangloss, who is convinced that everything is for the best. The ship on which the mentor and apprentice are sailing to Lisbon crashes. An earthquake begins in the city. To stop the elements, Pangloss is hanged and the apprentice is whipped. Cunegunda turns out to be alive. The lovers sail to Paraguay, but fate separates them. Candide awaits a duel with Cunegunda's brother, an escape, capture by savage cannibals, a visit to the wondrous country of El Dorado, and an acquaintance with a realist philosopher. Pangloss and Cunegunda's brother survive and end up on the galleys. Candide ransoms his teacher and his winning beloved from slavery and marries her. The wise Turk advises the couple to rid themselves of boredom, vice, and want. The couple settle on a farm and cultivate their garden.